This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Away Travel. You've heard me talk about this a lot in my Away Travel bag. Well, there's some news about what's going on with them. Now they have special shipping option. That's right. If you want an Away Travel bag, guess what? Free shipping in the continental United States. That's majority of our listeners are in those lower 48. So you can get that that bag straight to you. It's great. It's Away Travel.
Now, will they put it on your doorstep? Is that where they normally leave packages?
I mean, if you're in an apartment complex, I don't know. That may
there,
be different.
There could be a station you have to go
maybe
pick it up.
Maybe there's a spot. Like when I used to live in an apartment, I'd have to go down to like
the clubhouse, rental office,
I guess, and pick up any large boxes. Okay. But mine came straight to my door.
Where's mine going to be left?
Yours will be left at your door.
Okay.
Or, I mean, close enough.
Yeah.
Like maybe on your door, your stoop.
On a mat.
Under the mat?
No, because it's probably a little bigger.
Yeah, but it really depends on what size you get. You can go
bigger than
a
mat? It's probably bigger than the mat, the box.
Maybe.
All right.
All right, well, that aside, if you don't know what we're talking about, Away Travel creates these awesome luggage pieces. And that's what we're talking about today, is luggage and what you need to travel with. But these pieces of luggage, they come in lots of different sizes. But I have a carry-on size. What's really cool about it, it has USB plugs built right into it. You may say, why do I need that? Well, you need it. It's because it has a battery built in. So when you're traveling, boom, you pop it in. You're at the airport. There's no plugs around. Pop it in. 2 weeks ago, I was staying in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Was up there watching some good old-fashioned professional wrestling. The hotel there, finding a plug that was near my bed so it could be my alarm clock. Couldn't find it.
Didn't have it.
So you know what I did? Boom, plugged straight in to my Away Travel bag. Charged my phone right up. Does multiple charges. There's two different speed options. It's awesome. And it's really a great bag also. It supports everything you really need to travel, especially if you're going, especially for a carry-on size. It's awesome. And they have carried them in all sizes. And they're pretty reasonable. You know, they're good prices. And for you, they have a special deal. If you go to awaytravel.com/WDW20, put in the promo code WDW20, you'll get $20 off your order. They're ultra durable, very lightweight, smooth ride to get any directions.
Yeah, I love
that. I know, that's for you.
Four wheels, any direction.
Theft proof, they have a lock, it's TSA approved. And man, even for me who overpacks, it really helps out. It's also a risk-free 100-day trial period, and they come with a lifetime warranty. So you can always get it fixed if there's any issues. Again, that's at awaytravel.com/WDW20, promo code WDW20. And now, on with the show.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday. Yes, it is. June 21st.
June.
This is episode 1569 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
And we got a great show today. We're talking luggage and we're talking packing. We may have kind of breezed over this before, but we've never gone deep dive. This is what we do now. We deep dive.
Have we? Have we not deep diven?
I mean, maybe we did, but we were requested by many a listener. Sorry, I hit the mic. That's how excited I am. Many a listener to discuss what our must pack items are. So we're going to go through some of that. We're going to talk about that. You heard my Away Travel. I'm traveling almost exclusively on my Away Travel bag right now. You heard us promote that. But so for me, I try to fit everything I can into that carry-on. And if I'm going for less than a week, I can do it pretty well. Especially if I'm okay with some stuff getting a little wrinkled. Like I don't have to do a hanging bag. Hmm. But I usually pack, if I'm being honest, I usually pack my Away Travel carry-on and a hanging bag.
Oh.
Because I hang up everything I wear and I put it up there and I hang it directly on there, pull it right out, put it in the closet. So I pack on that. So first thing, must bring when you're planning your trip to Walt Disney World, when you're about to go, you're packing your luggage. First thing, underwear.
Always.
Good and underwear.
I always do double the amount of underwear I need.
Absolutely. You got to double down the underwear.
This isn't just a two extra pair.
Two per day.
In case your flight
is. How many underwears you wear per day?
Well, if I'm going there, I do a two per.
Two, yeah.
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 Because when you get home.
Normal day, you're wearing one pair of underwear a day, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, unless I, like, cut the grass and then shower or something afterwards because I've got, like, grass all over me.
Gotcha.
I'm not putting, I don't put back on underwear that I've taken off.
Okay. That's logic.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
This
like,
is dirty and then you're getting clean.
Right, yeah, I don't want to.
I understand that.
Resoil my
How
bridges.
How quickly when you get home do you strip down into different clothing?
Depends on what I'm wearing that
today.
Day. Like today I'm wearing shorts and a polo shirt and flip-flops. So I'm probably not. I'm going to keep this on.
I change. I'm wearing the exact same. I will change immediately when I walk in.
Really?
Yes. Gym shorts, t-shirt, polo. Or polo. T-shirt, flip-flops.
You wear the t-shirt over your polo.
No. I go
you
to,
add a t-shirt.
I have a large t-shirt collection of which I can no longer wear at work.
I tell him
so
to go out.
I wear all the shirts that are inappropriate.
There's one that has a squirrel on it.
My favorite one is one that's yellow and it has a big picture of Curious George, but he's dressed like the Joker. Your wife likes this shirt. And it says,
she thinks it's funny.
Why so curious? And I wear that a lot. I can't wear that anywhere. I know. I can't wear it. I used to wear it. I wore it once. And then I said never again.
It was an accident.
But... So I'll pack, obviously, the underwear, not good underwear.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Tommy John's.
Like the super breathable, like they got a good, like you can barely.
Wicking, I think that's the term
like
they say.
You wear them.
Yeah, you need some wicking. Maybe even like compression shorts.
That's too much for me.
If you're going to be athletic.
I've done it. But yeah, so I wear.
Everyone is so thrilled that we are going deep diving into underwear review.
I forgot
now.
Who makes my underwear. I have to look it up. I have to just run to the bathroom real quick. It's a real specific brand.
Tommy John.
No, it's not Tommy John's underwear.
John's.
Tommy John's, I was thinking of, from Cheech and Chong. His underwear you can't get on an airplane with.
It has numerous hidden pockets.
But
premium collection.
I think mine are like weirdly like Lands End or something ridiculous. Like, could that be right? That can't be right.
I mean, in theory, yeah, it could be right.
They sell underwear?
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Boxers,
outdoorsmen.
I mean, I'm kind of an outdoorsman wearing of clothes.
No, Logan, you're wearing Why So Curious t-shirts. You're not an outdoorsman.
No, I'm in. Well, true. You got me.
I haven't seen you once in a flannel shirt.
I'm a summer outdoorsman.
You're a beacher.
Tankinis.
Logan's wearing.
Okay, let's. Okay, that's
no,
next
no, no, no.
We're gonna keep
you
on clothes.
You gotta wear a tankini.
We're gonna keep it clothes. All right. So, do you ever pack the sleeveless
shirt?
No. Well, sleeveless pants.
Well, I thought you were talking about underwear.
Sleeveless underwear.
Yeah. No, I wear. I have some nice Lululemon.
Of course you do.
athletic tanks.
I'm the non-outdoorsman.
That I will wear to the pool, things like that. But I don't wear those to the park.
I don't think that should make anything without a sleeve for a man my size.
Yeah.
You definitely see some of that at parks.
They always got the ones with the big old hole.
Homemade.
Big old hole. Yeah. Hole that hangs down.
It's like, I'm not just cutting the sleeve off. I'm starting down at my rib cage.
Now, if you're Scotty Too Hottie, my friend on Scarso, the man lives without sleeves. And he can.
He lives without sleeves? That's a sad state of life.
I've been with him a dozen times.
Never seen that man wear sleeves.
Maybe once. Maybe once. And
we should get sleeves.
We should get some sleeves. If you get that reference, tweet us.
Yeah.
I don't either, but I am considering buying that Razor Ramon one for the parks.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
I would allow that.
Ironically funny, Bart Scott's someone who wears sleeveless all the time.
Really?
Yep, he goes sleeveless. He's Bart.
Every day?
I mean, every summer, like at the pool or whatever.
Okay.
All right, so I wear...
I could see that. He's a good Midwestern chap.
All right, so clothing-wise, I feel like underwear is the most important. Shirts, I usually mix it up. I bring some t-shirts.
I wear polo shirts to the park a lot.
I wear polos a lot.
Yep.
Good for photos. They don't cling if you get the right kind.
Yeah.
So... A nice polo, and then you can also go to like your California Grill.
Right.
That's
so if your plans change, you can get into a – well, it's not they would don't deny you, but you look – don't.
There's nothing worse than I hate going into the old California Grill and seeing like a family all in gym shorts. It's like, come on, guys.
And a tankini.
And a tankini, yeah. It's just
I'm fine
rough.
With the tankini. It's the big old hole. I don't want to see your armpit hair if I'm paying $100 for my meal.
Oh, there's like – is this like – row on my sushi or a man's armpit hair?
I don't know why row was worse to me than armpit pair. I don't know why.
Armpit pair?
Armpit pair. So shirt-wise, I mix it up because get pretty much everywhere, other than maybe Victoria Albert's where I think you have to wear What?
Nothing. In my head, everything you're saying is going to end up being something different. And because we were talking about underwear and tankinis, and then you go.
So you say Victoria.
Yeah, I'm like, everywhere but Victoria's Secret.
Victoria and Albert's, you have to wear a jacket, I believe, if you're in the.
Yeah.
In the
chef's counter.
Or at least it's highly encouraged. Now, Disneyland is not like that. They actually tell you when you get there, everything is resort casual, even our high-end dining, except for Club 33, obviously. But like for their regular restaurants.
But it's basically resort casual. You just have to wear.
A Club 33?
I think you have to wear a shirt with a collar.
Collar and pants. No shorts.
You can wear shorts at lunch. You can.
Okay. When I went at lunch, you could not. Hmm. They made me go back to my hotel, put on pants.
Oh.
They weren't even sure if they're going to let me into jeans at the time.
Traditional resort casual is nicer than what people think. Resort casual now.
They meant more every. It's all fair game.
Right.
At Disneyland. But Disney World, so, you know, make sure you pack. I always typically pack a jacket. Obviously, I will pack a jacket like a pullover or a hoodie or something like that for the colder nights. But I always pack a dress coat because you never know. If you know for sure you're not going to need it.
I typically do that when I travel anywhere.
You never know.
You never
business meeting, stuff happens. It's nice to have it. If you have one, throw it in there. If you have the room, I'd say I take it about 50% of the time to Walt Disney World. I'll take one just in case clothing-wise. And everything else is pretty much shorts.
Now,
and maybe one pair of jeans.
I always definitely – I have a thin, waterproof Eddie Bauer jacket that I take – I carry it with me when I'm in the parks all the time. So if it rains, I'm waterproof. And we definitely used that on our last trip. It wasn't just the 3 o'clock shower. It was the.
Oh yeah. Well, they've been in the parks.
It's been raining since the middle of May, I think, in Orlando.
The kind of rain where you have to throw your clothes away.
Yep.
I have not. I always say I'm going to do that, and typically I end up getting a poncho, if I'm just going to be completely honest.
Ugh.
Yeah, I have a weird thing about rain gear.
I don't want to carry it.
Right. So
strollers have changed me for that.
When I travel, because then you've got a little cargo.
Yeah.
You got, do you remember the X cargo? The van toppers where you could put your luggage?
Oh, yeah.
The car toppers, and it was a snail?
X cargo.
No, it was X cargo, and it was a snail.
I don't remember that.
No, Google it. You'll remember
it. Shark Tank 99. So I thought Will had more to say.
No, that was just it. Well, but back to what you were saying about the rain gear is that I'm kind of the same way. I have a problem, like, I don't want to have to keep up with something.
Exactly.
And if it's a nice rain jacket of mine that I want to hang on to, it becomes a problem. Even sometimes when I do pack it, I never take it to the park. I end up leaving it at the hotel or in the room, and it's like, oh, I should have.
Right, exactly. That always happens to me. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. I'm just saying, if I'm being honest, that's the truth. I always usually pack a hoodie, not for the rainy days, just for if it's a little cold. But very rarely am I not wearing shorts until, I mean, it's got to be cold. All right. As we take a little break here, I really want to give a shout out to our friends at Away Travel. They've been supporting this show now for a long time. And there's a reason. I got a bag, and I know a lot of you guys have too, because they're awesome. Here's what you need to do. Go to awaytravel.com/WDW20. I mean, they make affordable, high-quality suitcases that charge your phone. And they start around $225. You can't really beat that. And because they cut out the middleman, they are able to give you these high-quality pieces of luggage for a low cost. And you get them, and you're like, man, this thing is super light. I hope it's durable. It is. It's crazy durable. They got their own like amazing technology that makes it awesome. It comes in 9 colors, 4 sizes, the carry-on, the bigger carry-on, the medium, and the large, and they all cost less than $300. It's pretty rad.
Yeah. Hey, you know what's one of the most sad things in the world? Sitting in baggage claim, seeing all those sad, ripped up, non-durable suitcases come through.
That's right.
You know what?
The saddest
that's not,
thing in the world? Really? That's the saddest
not
thing.
Away travel bags.
That's the saddest thing in the world.
Top 5.
I mean, it's in the list. I feel bad for those people. Often I go, you should have gone to Away Travel. You would have saved a lot of money. And you would have.
Specifically, you can save $20 right now if you go buy one of these high quality, durable bags.
And charge your phone.
Yeah, and charge your phone. There you go. Extra bonus. A lifetime warranty, risk free 100-day trial period. Awaytravel.com/WDW20. You get that $20.
Say that one more time. What is it? I got to hear it.
Awaytravel.com/WDW20. Use the promo code WDW20 and you get 20 $50 off. Again, like I said earlier, new deal, free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. All right, where were we?
See, I don't think I really ever pack a hoodie. And that's even when we go in the winter, like, it's never when we're there, it's never that cold.
Yeah, because even in October, like, if we go for Horror Nights or go for Not So Scary, it's not cold. I mean, right. Every once in a while, you'll catch a cold, but 99% of the time that we have been.
Every time I catch a cold, it's just some kid on the airplane sniffling.
You're sweating your butt off. Mm-hmm. It's just what happens. So, yeah, I'm trying to think what else, like, clothing-wise. That's kind of it. I mean, some cufflinks, tie,
so tux, is there any, like,
top hat fancy?
Is there any tech gear that you bring?
My away travel bag, my computer. Typically, one of us, my wife or I, bring our laptop. One of us does, just in case we need it. Typically, we don't. But now with the kids, sometimes we need it more. And then obviously my phone and an iPad, usually for my kids.
I would say also, and this is
chargers galore.
If you don't have like a little thin backup battery, you can get cheap on Amazon. A lot of times you can get the super thin ones now that don't take up too much space in your pocket, and they're pretty cheap. You got to have something, because being in the park with all the signals going on and your battery just tends to drain a lot.
I didn't think about that because I always have it. Yeah, backup battery for your phone.
You're using it for My Disney Experience.
Take up that, right. And you're using it constantly, checking up on things, looking for reservations and everything. You're just going to drain your battery. And if you run out of that, one, you can't check your time. You can't, right. It just becomes a hassle.
You don't know. Like when we were there and My Disney Experience broke, and it was like, I don't know what I'm eating or what I'm doing, like what's happening, because it was all in there. I have a little portable battery called Jackery that's Amazon's number one rated.
Yeah, I think I have the same one.
It's kind of slim. I can get about 3 charges off of it. And I actually travel with a bag. I normally don't carry bags with me. But when I'm in the park, I carry a bag just so I have my battery and that coat with me when I'm around. Now, Disney has just expanded. I think it's with a company called Fuel Rods.
Yes. Yeah. I've used it before.
And you can buy a one-time use. It's like $30. Mm-hmm. And then you drop it off and switch it out. And they just this week alone, I think they've added like 8 or 10 new locations.
That's pretty cool.
So, I mean, that's another option if you want to do that. And but I think, you know, charging your technology is key to your sanity, just because – you know, My Disney Experience, everything that you're literally experiencing is on there. If you want to take pictures on your own, if you're going when it's busy and you're waiting in a long queue, you're going to want to get on Facebook so you're not watching the same pre-ride video 1,000 times.
That is another thing. You do take a bag. A lot of people will incorporate something like that into their park experience where they wouldn't necessarily.
Right.
I know some people, you know, you still see the fanny pack holding strong.
And they've kind of made a comeback.
Yeah, but what are your thoughts on
that? Ironic comeback. Would I pack a fanny pack? No, that's not my style, but I see why people like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't either. I was just bringing it up.
It's just, I don't
need it. Our person that suggested this topic does take a fanny pack.
Oof. See, my fanny doesn't need any additional packing on it. It's already so. I just, the idea of dragging that along, it just, I have my man bag with my battery, and that gives me a place to throw, because anything we purchase or
where do you put the bag when you go on the ride?
Typically at my feet.
Okay,
if they let you on with it.
Yeah.
Do all Disney rides let you on with bags?
Only the Pandora. They have a place for you to store it. That's the only one where I've had to part with it. Now, Universal.
It's a lot of them.
It's a lot of them.
Yeah, you have to go through, like, you know, security.
But, like, Everest, you put at your feet. Space Mountain, you put at your feet. Almost all of them, you can just put at your feet. Rock and Roller Coaster, you put at your feet. And then, of course, all the just, you know, Peter Pan kind of rides, there's no issues.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else I pack that would be specific to Disney traveling.
What?
My wife has a specific Disney purse that she travels. It's small, keeps pretty much credit cards, ID, anything we need for the kids. If we're traveling without the kids, if not, she usually puts it in a diaper bag or puts that little bag in the diaper bag. So for if you're traveling and you don't want to bring your giant purse, have a purse that is emptied out that only has what you need for your trip because it's just going to become a haul.
I changed from my wallet to like a pocket sleeve.
Okay.
Money clip situation just because a lot of times we're just charging to the Magic Band anyways. Like my ID and a couple – I have the same cards that are tied to the Magic Band just in case something goes wrong.
Yeah.
My DBC member card. And then Leslie normally brings like a drawstring backpack. And she kind of does a Disney purse thing. And that's kind of – between those two, that's kind of how we – just because you want to streamline, you want to don't want to carry more than you have to.
All right. What about toiletries?
Ooh, toiletries.
Do you pack your own shampoo? Do you use the ones that's at the hotel?
Oh, always pack your own. But that's what happens.
Samantha makes you pack your own, right?
She does, but most of the time I still use the one at the hotel.
Just out of defiance?
No, just because I'll forget it in my bag. I'm mid-shower.
You're nude.
I don't get out. The water everywhere, all over the floor. And then get it. Okay.
I do the same thing. I always plan on taking it. Most of the time I do. A lot of times, though, especially for staying in one of those houses, I'm not sure which bathroom because they have like 20 bathrooms, like which one that I'm going to be using because someone's using this one, that one. I end up using whatever their stuff is. But is the Disney shampoo decent? The ones from the cruise are decent.
I actually have bought the body wash from there.
Yeah, I think I've seen people have done that. Yeah,
because it's just
– it's nice.
And Leslie loves the – they've just changed the –
provider.
No, it's still the H2O, but they've gone to where they're all the same thing that's on the cruise.
Yeah.
The sea salt.
Yeah, those are nice. Like, I've been being on the cruise and really liking them. So, I pack my deodorant. I pack my toothbrush.
Yeah, deodorant.
I half the time forget toothpaste and have to go buy it.
That's a norm.
I'm being honest.
I if it's summer months, we'll throw in a little travel size Gold Bond powder.
Yep. Well, I was getting ready to bring that up.
I wish I do, but I have most of the time I do not. Sunscreen.
I typically end up buying.
That's the thing. I usually do, and I stay off property, so that helps. I usually do a
Publix run.
Yeah, Publix run. Oh, multiple Publix runs, and definitely a Walgreens run pretty much the night we get there, and I pick up stuff. Because it's like, it's different. I mean, obviously, the prices, if you're staying at a Disney hotel, the stuff that's in the store, obviously, the toiletry items are not like incredibly overmarked, but they are probably a little bit more expensive than if you just were to get them. But, for me, I run by a Walgreens. Not like there's inflation at the Walgreens.
And there's a lot of people that will use a service that will allow them to store some stuff in Orlando and have it delivered.
Yeah.
You know, and so.
If you're a very frequent traveler.
If you're going there regularly.
I still don't do that, though. I wish I feel like I should, but I don't. But also, my kids are at the age where they're outgrowing stuff so fast that it doesn't really make any sense for us to do that.
The one thing I wish I always had at Disney is like I sleep with a fan at home.
Uh-huh.
And so not having that sometimes.
Yeah.
Not just for the breeze,
like
but
a ceiling
for the
fan.
No,
see,
just like
a box fan.
I do the sound app of a fan on my phone.
Yeah, I do that sometimes too.
Ooh. Yeah, I just have and it sounds like it's like a recording.
Yeah,
that's on a loop, and it sounds like, and you can even select like oscillating if you have that. And
my problem is, I can always time. Maybe it's just the weird editor in me. I can always hear the edits.
Yeah,
you can always hear the where it loops,
or like not even where it loops. But like I know it's like I've heard that same click now 6 times, and it always like gets in my head. I'm not sleeping well if I'm turning on that app. Yeah, that's a good one.
Do you guys traveling take with any extra documentation with you? Anything?
The kids, I do.
Yeah,
for the kids, I always take their passports.
Okay,
and the girls don't have passports yet, but they're coming. But I always take usually Rikers. If it don't take his passport, I take his passport card.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's in my wallet always. I have his passport. I have some sort of photo ID, even though he doesn't look like this anymore. But
yeah, still.
They have some sort of registration with him. They often ask you to fly with birth certificates. So we'll bring those just because they ask you. Half the time they don't even ever ask you. But they ask you. It's on their website. You should probably bring it to show. A lot of times they'll turn to your kid and say, is this your dad? And if that for some reason your kid is being a little jerk that day, you want to be able to have some documentation to say,
right,
yes, this is my kid. He's just being a jerk.
Uh-huh.
Not that my kid's ever done that, but I'm sure it's happened.
Right.
I've actually started to fly with my passport always. Just for one thing, we've needed it and had to leave the country when we've been on vacation before.
Yeah.
And then it's so much easier than getting your wallet out through
they can just
security.
Scan it.
Just it's right there. It's just – it's been – it's because I tend to – when I go through TSA, I kind of take my watch and my – phone and put it all in my bag.
Yeah.
That way I'm going through.
And they encourage that now, yeah.
Yeah, just an ITSA pre, so it just makes it that much easier.
The reason I asked that was because, and we talked about it a few months ago, that I, somewhere at the airport, after I had gone through security going down to Florida, lost my driver's license. And one thing, I had my Costco card in there, and they kind of – it sped it up a little bit. I don't think – like, they didn't ask me a ton of questions. But I've actually thought about taking my passport doing that just to have double, because then it wouldn't have even been
– we would have no problem. Can we get home? We'll get it done.
So I've actually started considering that maybe that's my
new thing.
It
didn't ruin our trip, but it certainly put a damper on it.
And a lot of stressful running around.
Because then if you lose that one ID – also, it's like, say you want to have a drink at dinner. Yeah.
You couldn't get into anywhere on CityWalk.
Right. Because they're so concerned, and rightly so, they want to protect the institutions, the establishments. They don't want to be allowing underage drinking. It's across the board a policy at a lot of the at CityWalk specifically, and I'm almost positive it's the same at Disney, is that they ID you.
Right.
Regardless, you can be with your grandchildren that are old enough to drink, and they're still probably going to ask you for your ID just because it's policy. Having that backup will save you from
absolutely
backup. Having to do that.
And one of the travel hacks that a lot of people use when they travel internationally, and we started to do it, is we take a picture of our passport and keep it in like a folder on our phone.
Right.
So if you ever are out of the country, something happens, and just having that additional documentation helps speed things up if everything's
right. However, you can't use that to
obviously you can't
get
use that
drinks or something
drinks,
like that.
But you have
or
it.
Even gain access with X's on your hand at some places. So.
Hats, sunglasses.
I'm a hat guy. I'll wear a hat often.
I used to wear my prescription sunglasses, and I lost them almost every time because I'm taking my glasses on and off. My wife, not really thrilled to me going back to the old transitions like it's the 90s.
I've
heard they're better.
When I travel, I typically will put in I'll wear contacts. I wear glasses normally just because in the mornings I don't feel like jabbing my eyes, mm-hmm. But when I travel, I'll do the contacts so I can wear sunglasses.
Yeah, I always wear sunglasses, but I'm kind of sensitive to UV light, so I tend to always do the sunglass thing. I do the hat sometimes. I always have it.
I wear a hat almost every time. I have a couple select flex fit hats.
Do you have a dad hat? And you have the old dad Indiana Jones style
like a bucket hat? I used to wear that to bootleg concerts.
Logan's bootleg rig was the best thing.
We've talked
ever
about
seen.
This before.
Panama Red over there.
I don't think I've actually heard about the bootleg rig.
So, before everyone had a phone with a camera or an audio recording, there was like an underground group of people, tape traders. Mostly for jam bands, but I would do it for everybody we'd go see. And this is before you had to go through a lot of metal detectors when you went into, you know, clubs or into concerts.
Yes. Yeah, so, what you did is no longer a viable thing,
nor needed.
Right.
But you have your phone. If you really want to boot, everyone bootlegs concerts now. It's just the sound quality I had. So I had a rig that I had a pocket in my underwear. Speaking of Tommy John. And it had a mini disc recorder and all my gear. And I would go into the bathroom.
You had like high quality lavs.
I had these like, so it would pretty much mimic what you heard with your ears. It was pretty darn close.
Stereo. Two of them.
Yeah. Nice. And I would wire it, depending on what show we'd go to. So if we were in a club, I'd wear a button down, I'd wire it up like I was wearing like a lav mic. No one noticed it. So I would just, obviously I had to stay still. I couldn't really sing along or you'd just hear me singing.
There's a couple of recordings.
we'll make statements.
Yeah, you're like,
I love this song. and I'd
not the drum song.
I'd record. We'd do it for everything we go to. And then I'd put them on the internet. We could trade them all around. And when we'd go to an outdoor show, I would wear a big floppy hat, like you said, like a Greg Norman hat.
Yeah.
And I had long hair down to my shoulders, so I'd run the cord up through my hair so you couldn't see it. Up to the hat, and they would poke out just like the little, what do you call that? Like the bandana?
Yeah.
The band of the hat?
Mm-hmm.
It would pop out and I'd record that way.
Nice.
It was awesome.
It was. It was the perfect 2002 rig for bootlegging.
Also, the best thing was because you got through a lot of the one venue in Norfolk was very strict. And so some people were like, oh my gosh, you got that show? So Logan could get some pretty high quality recording.
You guys want better than Nazareth 2002 at the Norva? I got it.
He still
same show they played pretty much every night. I have to look.
Is there a hard drive with all these on the?
Somewhere. God, 20 years ago. But yeah. All right.
It's on a it's on a zip disk somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were on mini discs. All right, we went off the rails here. All right, so
Always take your taping gear.
For the, before if you Disney, want to bootleg Nemo.
Before Disney somehow makes your phones inactive to where you can no longer use your video camera while you're on attractions, which I'm sure will happen at some point.
It's patent. Soon. I think Apple's already done the patent.
Yeah, I know. It's just when it will happen.
Because there's a lot of venues are going to start doing that too. So then Logan will be bringing back the mini disc. Because you know what you can't block?
Mini disc.
Sony.
Sony.
What else though? What else do you pack? Anything? I feel like that's a pretty comfortable. I mean,
we talk about shoes.
I always pack t-shirts to sleep in, also, and t-shirts to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Those are different for me typically. As we discussed earlier, I bring a lot of gym shorts.
I'm also
stuff for the pool, walking to and from the lobby or the pool if you're going in that area.
Way back to underwear. You want to go full circle? I typically
full circle underwear.
I'm wearing more boxer brief action.
Okay.
Then I wear boxers in normal day life.
But on vacation.
On vacation.
Spice it up.
Not just because of the chafing issues. Oh, you want a little firmer, less Rip. Friction. Yeah.
I'm a boxerman, but I wear these now like it's like almost like the Swiftwick type stuff. Mm. It's not. Who makes my underwear?
I don't know why I made that noise.
Sling blade in my underwear.
Swiftwick.
I'll tweet out who makes my underwear just so y'all can get it because it does my body good.
That's the biggest question of all time if people want to know. You should do one of those polls. Who makes Logan's underwear? And have three options.
Or briefs. It could be what kind of Logan's underwear are you quiz on BuzzFeed.
Oh, man, I'm the Swiftwick.
Oh, man. I'm the Mario.
You have Mario underwear?
I don't.
So what do you guys...
I don't have any... My only themed underwear is holiday.
So for survival with the kids, what do you guys pack for the kids to keep them entertained when you're...
What I do is I say, Amanda, we're leaving. Can you pack for the kids? I'll be honest. I'd say that I'm not the one who usually packs for the kids. But to keep them entertained, you said?
Well, just, you know... While they're waiting and while you guys are having meals, are there any, like, when you're flying down there?
Flying down there, typically some coloring stuff and an iPhone, an iPad. Always have stuff ready. My son loves the Nintendo Switch. That's become the new go-to for everything because, you know, everything's offline. Offline. Most of the games are offline, so he can play whenever. So the Switch has taken over for most of his iPad time. They're pretty affordable for a video game console. They're a blast to have. They're interactive. I'd suggest that.
And that way you can hook it up to the TV.
If you bring the dock, like I have a case that has everything. You can bring it. You can hook it up to the TV. We sometimes will pack a Roku if we're staying in a house.
Oh, nice.
Because, they're smaller, a Roku stick. Because then just in case your house or wherever you're staying, if your hotel doesn't have Netflix or something like that, you can always have the shows your kids want to watch ready to go. In blankets, you know, stuffed animals. Some of the times we sometimes bring their pillows. The girls, we rent cribs still, so we'll bring stuff from their crib. They'll make them feel more comfortable. They sleep in like these DACA top things. That is not easy to travel with on a plane, but for driving is okay. A lot of times.
That DACA tot is fascinating.
DACA tot again.
I sing that every time.
All right. Well, I'm trying to think what else. I think that's kind of. I mean, I don't want to go, like, too basic for you guys. I mean, I know we want underwear, but, like, is there anything where we're – I feel like there's something we're, like, completely missing.
Shoes. What? I'm normally a flip-flopping, and you guys are tennis shoe normally.
No, I'm typically my nice pair of broken-in rainbows.
Yeah, I not in the parks, or if I know it's a low park day, I'll wear flip-flops. If I know I'm going to be gung-ho-ing it, Horror Night style, 18 miles – or if I just know I'm going to have a full day at the parks. Yeah, I wear tennis shoes or something like, what do I wear? What are those called?
Oh, the
some of the
Keens.
Keens. I wear a K.
It's a K.
Yeah. I was going to say Chucks, not Chucks. Keens. I'll wear Keens.
You were thinking Chacos.
Which is like a flip-flop with the support of a shoe. I do have the Chacos, too. I don't really wear those that often. I don't really like the strap feelings of those, but I like the Keens a lot. You need to get a new pair of Keens.
I'm thinking about investing in some Chacos. For the parks.
Do we have same size feet?
No, you have larger feet than me.
Okay.
I'm like 10 and a half.
I think my Chaco's maybe 11.
I could probably. 12.
I go between 11 and a 13. I know that's weird. Depends on the width.
I thought my 10 and a half to 11 swing was a little
water?
Crazy.
What are you doing here, Logan?
It depends. Like, I can't wear a Nike
Nikes are, well, you also have a wide foot.
Yeah, if it doesn't come in wide, I have to step up at least one full size. So I have a very wide foot. I have Fred Flintstone feet, so that's why. I'm a quadruple E kind of guy. What?
You know, to each his own.
My shoe wear, I usually bring, what I bring is a pair of flip-flops, a pair of tennis shoes, whatever that alt object is if I need it, whether it's a key and something like that, and then usually a pair of dress shoes. And those are my, I have a pair of dress shoes. It's kind of like a waiter shoe, like Dockers.
Okay.
Is that a thing?
Dockers are a brand at JCPenney.
Yes, they're kind of cheaper dress shoes, like thick insoles if you're on your feet.
Oh,
okay. I understand what you're saying.
So, like, I have a pair of those that you're like, I mean, I think I got them on Amazon now when I needed them for something. And I bring those because they look
Velcro.
Okay.
Got Velcro?
No. They look okay. They look like black dress shoes, but you can wear them to a nice restaurant, and you also can stand on them for a while and then not kill you.
See, one of the things I normally do is I tend to rotate. I will not wear the same shoes or flip-flops 2 days in a row.
Okay. I don't do that. No.
I mean, I understand that with shoes just because of the, like, you want to let them air out and get bacteria. What's your flip-flop theory there?
The 3 o'clock shower can sometimes get them a little moist.
Oh.
So giving them a day to kind of, you know, dry out if they need to dry out or.
Yeah, I don't wear mine in the shower, so I don't have that problem.
I don't wear mine in the shower.
That was a joke. Everybody laugh.
I got it.
Ba-dum-bum.
Did you wear in college?
No, because we didn't have a
community
full hallway.
Shower?
We had suites in college, so we just shared with my roommate and I shared with two other guys. So it was more like an apartment having a single bathroom rather than, I don't know. You feel like you understood their nastiness a little bit more.
All right. Well, I feel very successful today.
Yeah? You feel like we've helped the people.
I don't know.
At least know how
we've at least made logical sense, I feel like, today.
We made some content.
Right. Like, I don't know if we changed the world today, but we said, here's what we do. Here's the last one. Do you wear different clothes when you know you're going to be doing water rides?
I just don't do water rides.
That's right. Terry doesn't do no Splash Mountain. I don't change my clothes. I just will sometimes bring an extra pair of something. But it's so hot. Usually you dry off so fast. It doesn't matter. And then I end up buying a $70 shirt.
Why do you get a $70 shirt?
Or hoodie.
Hoodie.
They're always $60.
$59. Yeah. $25.
All right. That's going to do it for today's show. I feel very accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
Special thanks to our sponsor this week, Away Travel. You've heard enough about them. They're awesome. You should go check out their bags. awaytravel.com/WDW20. Put in the promo code WDW20 and you get $20 off. It's a lot of 20s. Hopefully you got that. All right. I feel good. Anything else?
No, that's going
to
do it this
Anything
week
else
on
need to promote?
Oh.
Hit up our Patreon. Patreon.com/WDW today. They just redid the interface. It looks really pretty. I hope you guys like it. Support us. Help us out. We've done about 15 now new shows that you guys haven't heard. If you're not members yet, so you can go back and listen to those shows and watch some of them as well if they weren't pulled down due to copyright infringement. Thanks, Facebook. And that's going to do it for today's show. I'm Logan Sekula.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
Until next time.
We'll see ya.
Book cruise.
On the cruise ship.
And, we didn't even talk about the Around the World cruise. We did that on the other show.
Yeah.
If you want to hear about that Around the World show, go sign up for Patreon. We'll see you on the next show.
Canada's forests have carried my plane, and the pine trees can tell you my story. Oh, my one.